Lulu Wang, Laureen Scafaria, Melina Matsoukas, and Greta Gerwig led Hollywood to a record year for women in film directing. In 2019, women directed more of the most popular movies than in any year before. Women directed 12 of the top 100 most profitable films in 2019. That is the finding of a study released Thursday by USC Annenberg Inclusion Initiative. That percentage of female filmmakers, 10.6, is greater than researchers have recorded before. It suggests change is finally coming to a film industry where inequality in directing has remained common. The past high in USC's yearly study was 8% in 2008. In 2018, only 4.5% of the year's top films were directed by women. This is the first time we have seen a shift in hiring practices for female film directors in 13 years, said Stacey L. Smith, a writer of the study. She noted that Universal Pictures alone had 5 films with women directors in the top 100 movies. The success of several of these films had already made 2019 a historic one for women. Wang's The Farewell is one of the year's most popular independent releases. Scafaria's Hustlers sold more than $100 million worth of tickets. Also on the list was Matsoukas' Queen and Slim and Gerwig's Little Women. Frozen 2, with $1.2 billion in worldwide ticket sales, is close to setting a new box office record for a movie directed by a woman. Jennifer Lee, who co-directed, set the record with the first Frozen film. Other notable films included Cassie Lemon's Harriet, Tina Gordon's Little, and Jill Colton's Abominable. USC researchers singled out Universal Pictures, where women directed 26% of the studio's films last year. Universal's chief, Donna Langley, is the only woman to lead a major movie studio. Paramount Pictures, in contrast, has not released a female-directed movie in the last 5 years. Films from the streaming company Netflix largely bypass theaters, so they remain outside the study's limits. However, women directed 20% of Netflix's 2019 movies. The Center for the Study of Women in Television and Film at San Diego State University released a separate study Thursday. It examined women in the top films as not just directors, but writers, producers, executive producers, editors, and cinematographers. Women accounted for 20% of all such work in 2019's top films, up from 16% the year before. Study author Martha Lawson suggested there is still room for improvement. She said in a statement, "While the numbers moved in a positive direction this year, men continue to outnumber women 4-to-1 in important non-acting positions." Also of note, female filmmakers have been largely ignored in this awards season. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association's Golden Globe Awards this Sunday are an example. No women are among the nominees for Best Director. No films directed by women are among nominees for Best Picture either. Rebecca Goldman is the Chief Operating Officer of the anti-discrimination group Time's Up. She said the lack of women nominees is unacceptable. This year, there have been twice as many women-led features than ever, with more films by female directors on the way, Goldman said. Women, and especially women of color, continue to be pushed to the sidelines by a system that holds women back, on screen and off. I'm Katie Weaver.